Yo, okay. I made a video and guys, what's going on? What's going on with the planets? I made a video. It was a stupid video. And I didn't even think. Okay, so you want to know what? One thing about me is that I've studied like digital marketing for 3 years and I spent a lot of time and effort like putting together like content towards my coaching business and like funneling people back to like to like my coaching and stuff. And the other day I made a stupid video and I said in the video, I was like wearing shorts and I was like, okay, the workout OOTD is like on point, except the shorts are too long. What do I do? Like, should I cut them or whatever? And it was a joke, obviously. Like, I don't know. I like the video. I like the fit. Like, it's supposed to be like cute, fun, entertaining. Like, no big deal. And that's my highest like watched video on like my main account, which is like stupid. 'Cause like, that's so stupid. I don't know. Is that what people like to see? Like, bruh. I can do so many videos like that. Like, I'm just like beside myself 'cause literally like that's what content marketing is. You just have to be outlandish and you have to be yourself and you have to just like not give a shit and post what you want, say what you want. Like, that's what I've noticed kind of like works. As long as you're being you and you still believe in your offers and you still believe in what you got going on, like that's the best thing in the world. That's what influencer marketing literally is. And like so many coaches that I've been around that have coached me and that I've worked with are always like, yeah, let me like do the most to like, it's just like, well, okay, how do I explain it? It's just like, let me do the most to put a lot of effort into this video. And I'm not saying effort doesn't work, like, effort obviously works. But you just have to do it the right way. You have to create like a three-step video, blah, blah, blah. We know the drill, hook, meet, and then funnel you back to my offers, baby, you know? But no, my like little shorts video blew up. I can't. It's like, because when it comes to fashion and stuff, the only way to really like monetize that is through like to know it or Amazon. Like, those are literally the two ways. And I guess if you're a model, like, you can do freelance shoots and shit, but like, honestly, nobody does that anymore. So you're better off being a digital creator and opening an OF, like, if you're into modeling. So, like, by the way, really quick thing about OF, I just want to say, as like a misconception that people have or whatever, like, you can post whatever you want on OF. Like, it doesn't have to be what other people post. It doesn't have to be racy. It doesn't have to be like inappropriate or whatever. And it can be. And it can be like just enough. And it can be as like what you're comfortable with, basically. And like, as long as you know like what you want to post, just like do that and don't do anything else. And that's what I do. That's what I do personally. 'Cause like, I'm not about like doing things I don't want to do. Like in general, so that's what I post on mine, but you can post whatever you want and monetize yourself, baby. Like, that's what we're here to do. Monetize your brain, monetize your body, monetize your spirit, like, in the sense that, you know, Jesus says in the Bible, just as a reference, because like I always like to quote the Bible. I don't know how I'd be knowing the Bible like so well. Like, I haven't even like fully read it, but Jesus says in the Bible that like man is like provided for. We've just been like, this is what my mentor says too. Her name is Florence Scovelshin. She was an 18th century woman, like modern day life coach, and this is what she said. She basically discussed how, you know, man is provided for. Like, we've just been conditioned over time into slavery and into thinking that we need to work for our daily bread. But if you actually work on yourself, it's not work, it's you know, being in unison with God and self-realization, and it's like giving up the results to God. And so it's not work, it's not labor. Like, you're just doing your dharma, you're doing your duty. And you will get compensated for it. And that's exactly what it says in these scriptures, both in the Bible and in the Gita. And it's like so true, because whatever you have, whatever talent, skill, ability, passion, you have, like, you can monetize that so easily now today in the digital age. So we did a whole 360, baby. Like, we did a whole 360. I think that's lit. Like, that's so cool. I know, like, little kids that are doing drop shipping at, like, 15. They don't need to go to college. Like, they're set. By the way, don't ask me about, like, college and stuff. Because I have a different, like, opinion on that. I just think that college should be teaching you about everything you learn when you do business. Like, college should be teaching you, like, drop shipping, college. But they won't, because it's obvious, because it's all indoctrination. They don't want you to work for yourself. If you have a business and you're working for yourself, you are technically ahead, or like a bigger fish in like the sea, basically, in the sense that you're worth more, your net worth is more, and you can produce more capital. You can literally create wealth, and like that's a threat to the even bigger fish in the sea. And there's even a family that I'm not going to mention that's trying to own the sea, which is bullshit, because you can't own nature, really. You can't own other people. You can't own God's resources. Like, you can't. So I think that the Egyptian dollar is, like, really funny. I think slavery is really funny because it's, like, ow, sorry, I just burned myself. I burn myself 20 times a day, by the way, like, just as a person. But I think slavery is really funny in the sense that it's actually not funny, in the sense that it's bullshit, because literally human beings should not be forced to work to earn money. Like, what? Money is abundance, and abundance flows to you. It's in the category of abundance. Like, it comes with it. You know what I mean? Like, abundance includes time, health, beauty, like, money, etc. And that shit, if you know how to, tap in, it flows to you, right? So how do you tap in? Well, that's what I teach you. Join my class. A link in bio in my Stan store. The first one. And join my Telegram too. But essentially, the way to tap in is to be in alignment. And how do you be in alignment? You be in alignment when you are essentially doing what you came to this planet to do, you know? So you are teaching, you're learning, and then you're teaching what you have learned. You're educating. You're creating businesses that serve people and clients and customers. You believe in your products. You showcase your products. You showcase yourself as a product. You put to work your talents, skills, and natural God-given abilities, you know? And this is so important for people to know that they can do, because a lot of us have been deprogrammed from our natural gifts. Hello? You know what I mean? It makes no sense. Like, it's actually a lot. Like, it's the worst lie humanity's ever been told. And it's a disgrace, simply put, to everybody that has, like, tried to indoctrinate human beings forever. And it's also a disgrace to humanity. So we should be really working hard to deprogram ourselves from the system that has been in place forever, which is really hard, because as soon as you're 3 years old, they teach you the English language, which is filled with, like, pseudonyms and, like, bullshit and, like, words that mean other words that are actually, like, just really subconsciously detractive and, like, harmful. Like, I'll give you an example, like, good morning, like, morning, you know what I mean? That's, like, the most typical example in the world, but, like, morning means, like, that you're lamenting over something, right? So you don't want to say good morning, really. That's not what you want to say. What's a morning? You know what I mean? It's just really weird. I could name, like, a bunch of other things, too, but, that's kind of the gist of the English language. Like, in no other language will you find this, like, twisted, like, shit, honestly. It's only English. So as the sooner we can start deprogramming ourselves, the better. And I talk about this. Luke Belmar talks about this. Everybody talks about this because it's the truth. And we're in the age of Aquarius, baby boo. Like, shit's coming out. You know what I mean? And, like, it's time for us to just educate ourselves on what's been going on forever and a day, so that we can understand that we can harness the power of the internet, focus a little bit, start our own business, and contribute to humanity in that way. Because it's not about business at that point. It's about service, you know? That's what we're here to do. Like, serve yourself through serving the people around you. It's the same thing. When you serve yourself, you serve others, and vice versa. As long as you're in alignment with what you're doing as you do it. Yeah? All right, guys, I love you so much. Thank you for listening. You guys are my faves. Follow my Instagram first of all, and it's Sima Genche, and then follow my YouTube, and what else? I have like a lot of different programs and stuff that I'm gonna be launching soon, but you can just like go on my Stan store and see the ones I already have. And if you're interested in working with me one-on-one, I have a mentorship, or you can book a call. And then from there, we can do consecutive calls. I have like a little mini like retainer that you can sign up for, and then we'll work together to like solve any issue you have. So yeah, I love you guys. I'll talk to you in the next one. Peace.